there's good news in a strange place. New data measuring COVID levels in Boston's sewage show a remarkable decline. Just last month, cases of Omicron started skyrocketing to record highs. Let's bring in Gabriella Emanuel. She's health reporter with our home station, WBUR. Hi, Gabriella.
Thanks for having me.
So this graph of COVID levels in Boston's wastewater kind of looks like a church steeple. There's a sharp rise and now a steep decline. What are experts saying about this?
Yeah, so almost everyone I've spoken to has had universal enthusiasm about this. One guy, Bill Hanage, who's an epidemiologist at Harvard School of Public Health, he said it was unambiguously good news.
When I refreshed the website and saw it, I literally punched the air and let out a hoot because it was something which I'd been hoping for but had not been promising myself.
And these are following the trend that we've seen in South Africa and the UK, where there's about 3 weeks of incredibly rapid rise in the virus's prevalence, and then at which point it starts to kind of collapse also very rapidly. But Hanig said we actually don't know what's causing that collapse.
Let's just back up here for a moment. Tell me about scientists using wastewater as a way to measure COVID in a community. Is it more accurate than, say, tracking how many positive tests come back? What are the advantages of doing that?
Right. So throughout the pandemic, we have been looking at kind of case counts and positivity rates. But with positivity rates being so high, that's kind of an indication that case counts and such are an imperfect measure. And that's because there is a real shortage of tests. Also, a lot of people are using at-home rapid tests, and those results aren't necessarily shared with public health departments, and then they're not necessarily incorporated into kind of official numbers. So that's one issue with those case counts. The other is that people who have really mild or asymptomatic infections might not even go and get tested. So wastewater in many ways kind of is able to get around that because it's a measure that is regardless of whether you're getting tested or having symptoms, you're most likely producing it in your stool. And then this is a fairly hardy virus, so it will survive going through the sewage system all the way to the treatment plant where they can then gather samples. And what forecasters look at is not just one measure or the other, but they're hoping that all the indicators kind of point in the same direction. And one thing that wastewater is really good at is it's a leading indicator. It's one of the first things that will start to show the peak, which is what we're seeing now.
Right. And that's why you say this is an optimistic sign, but we're not out of the woods yet. Let's go back to Bill Hanig. This is the epidemiologist from Harvard who we heard from. Here's a little bit more of your conversation with him.
We still have to be worried about people who are older because the virus has mostly been transmitting among young people, you know, the 20 to 40 year olds.
So tell me more about this cautious optimism. Like, when can we expect things to really turn around now? Do we know yet?
Yeah, that is the question. So what I am hearing is that kind of the major disruptions that are caused by people being sick or people quarantining, those should start to subside pretty quickly. But the strain on our healthcare system will probably be feeling the repercussions of this Omicron surge for at least the next month or so. Just like Hanig said there, if we start to see that shift demographically with older people getting sick, that could lead to a burden on hospitals. It's a little unknown because there's a very high rate of vaccination and boosters here in Massachusetts, but right now, hospitals are still in the thick of it and really, really struggling under the burden of this surge.
What about other parts of the country? I'm thinking back to a conversation that I had with Houston Methodist CEO Mark Boom in December, and he was telling me that they could see evidence of community spread of Omicron in the wastewater before it became readily apparent out in the public. Are we noticing a drop-off as well in other cities when we look at the sewage?
Right, right. So what I am hearing is that up and down the East Coast, we are seeing this peak beginning to happen. Like right now, as we speak, it has already peaked in DC, but places like New York and perhaps even Rhode Island are beginning to see those peaks. The rest of the country, it seems to be about a week or two behind. I've heard kind of 7 to 10 days. And I spoke to one guy who's named Sam Scarpino. He is the managing director of pathogen surveillance at the Rockefeller Foundation.
The real question now is how fast things are going to come down. the models suggest that at least initially things will come down very quickly, but it may be that the tail is much longer than we might anticipate.
And that is actually what we're seeing in South Africa, where the pace of the decline in cases is slowing. Scarpino says we need to be very cautious about kind of declaring victory and relaxing all our precautions, because if we open too quickly, those peaks that for declining, that could just become another peak again. He said we should really hold off on relaxing everything until the hospitalization numbers go down.
Gabriella Emanuel is a health reporter with our station WBUR with a bit of good news from Boston sewage, which is not something you say every day. Gabriella, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.